Good day, Australia. I'm Paige Estrotori, and this is Financial Services Online's weekly insurance news wrap. We start with a significant boost on the horizon for Insurance Australia Group, or IAG. They've increased profit projections for the current financial year by a cool $100 million, following the integration of RAC Insurance. This puts their expected insurance profit between $1.55 and $1.75 billion, a leap from the previously anticipated $1.45 to $1.65 billion figure. The acquisition promises to push the growth rate of gross written premiums to a noteworthy 10%, far surpassing previously predicted low to mid-single-digit growth. So if you're involved in the transport sector, it might be a good time to review your policies and see how IAG's new offerings stack up. Our next news comes from Envest Group, who has introduced TLI Underwriting, a motor agency catering to large truck fleets, a market segment that until now has been notably underserved. Working as an authorized representative of ATL Insurance Group, TLI Underwriting will not only focus on larger fleet operations, but will also provide specialized industry expertise and sophisticated insurance solutions. With the launch of this heavy motor fleet-focused agency this month, transport business owners should prepare for some tangible benefits, including risk management and improved service. Speaking of the transport industry, recent research backed by NTI reveals that human error contributes to approximately 70 major truck accidents per 10,000 heavy vehicles on our roads, with distraction and inattention the culprits in nearly a third of these incidents. Speeding and inadequate following distances also have significant parts to play. The concerning news here is the 8.3% rise in these costly accidents over the past year. NTI's recommendation? Transport businesses need to improve driver training, use technology to their advantage, and be proactive to reduce the risk of accidents and increase road safety. So if you operate in the transport sector, it's time to up your game. Finally, we have to address the impact of climate change on home insurance costs. IAG has given a stark warning that premiums, especially in storm-prone southern regions, are likely to soar due to more extreme weather events. This report, derived from IAG and the U.S. National Science Foundation, highlights a rise in large hail events hitting urban regions. As we gradually shift towards a low-carbon economy, it's crucial that tradespeople and businesses don't overlook insurance coverage catering to these climate-induced risks. We need to boost resilience by adopting improved building codes and infrastructure in response to rising climate challenge. That wraps up the weekly insurance news from Financial Services Online. Don't forget to head to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more insights. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you the latest in the world of Australian insurance news. Until next week, stay informed and take care.